Shalom Aleichem Rafaelch and Chanukah to everybody. During the Yemei HaChanukah, some of the more prevalent questions that arise revolve around the Siman and Shulchan Aruch, Siman Tav Resh Ayin Zayin, the din of an achsanoy and Chanukah, the traveler, the guest, the person who is not at home. Where, when, and how does that individual light? I'll share with you four different questions that have come up, or that really come up annually on Chanukah. The first is somebody is on a business trip out of your house, out of town even, and the question is, where do I light? Can I light in the hotel? Should I light in the hotel? Am I allowed to light in the hotel? Do I rely upon the lighting of my wife and family who remain behind? Question number one. Question number two, a woman gives birth, a woman is in the hospital, or somebody is in the hospital. Is there a chiv upon that individual to light the menorah or figure out a way to light the menorah in the hospital? Or again, could you rely upon the hadlakos neris that exists in your home? A family goes away for Shabbos Chanukah. Where do they light? Specifically if they're eating in one home and sleeping in another home. Do they light where they're sleeping, where they're eating? Certainly there's nothing to rely upon back home because at that point nobody's there. So where should you light in that circumstance? And piggybacking upon that, when you're traveling back after Shabbos, Motzei Shabbos, should you light Motzei Shabbos in your place of abode where you are for the actual Shabbos? Or should you wait until you get back home later to your actual home? It could be 10, 11 o'clock, 12 a.m., and even 1 a.m. if you're traveling back Motzei Shabbos. Scenario comes up, somebody's traveling, going to an airport, then there's not going to be the opportunity to light either during the time period where you're waiting at the airport and the clock is ticking and the night proceeds. Is there an opportunity to be Yotze, the mitzvah of Hadlakos Neres Chanukah, if you're going to be flying all evening? You're flying to Israel, from Israel to America, vice versa, to Europe, and etc. In those circumstances, what do I do and how do I do? These halachas are based upon the Siman in Shulchan Aruch Achsanoy, based upon the Maimer of Rabbi Zeira and Shabbos, Daf Chuf Gimel. Let's begin with two introductions. Number one, the mitzvahs in Ner Chanukah, the Gemara says, Ner Ish Uveso, which means that there is a chi of Gavra and a chi of on the door. There is both a chi of on a person, on the individual, but that also has to be connected to a beso. There has to be a home. There needs to be a person and a house. If there is no house, seemingly like Bedikas Chametz and like the mitzvah of Makkah putting up a fence, there is no chi of. And that's something that the Tzitz Eliezer in his Tshuvas, Chelek Tezvav, Simon Chavtes discusses regarding people who are traveling and who are in a field, or people are overnighting and backpacking and going on a trip, and they're not going to have a home per se. Or soldiers, Israeli soldiers, who are in the middle of a shetach, in the middle of a field, and they don't have a bais, maybe they don't even have a tent. Is there a chiv in that circumstance of halakas neres? Because ner ish ubeisa. Tzitz Eliezer in this circumstance quotes from two tshuvas. One, a tshuva of the Maharsham in Chelek Dalet Simen Kuf Mem Vav, who is asked about an individual who is traveling in a ban, or a rakevet, or a mesilos habarzel, like the Aruch HaShulchan refers to it, a train. And in that circumstance, if you're overnight in a train, is there a chiyuv? And in that context, the Maharsham writes, Lo matzasi hadavar mavur. He didn't find any clarity in that particular case if you're traveling overnight. Aval halo misha shilem al kol halayla, havi kisach lo beis dira, lecho velishon sham v'chayev b'neiros Chanukah. If you're traveling all evening on a train, or if you're traveling all evening, maybe even on an airplane, which we'll discuss shortly, according to the Maharsham, that would seem to be a chiyuv, because that is your home, that is your bias. The Aruch HaShulchan writes the same thing. And Hilchos Chanukah, Siman Tav Resh Ayin Zayin Sif, hey, Nira Lanius Daiti, Da'ata Shirov Hanesios Bimisilos Habaz, Aruch HaShulchan is writing upwards of 100 years ago, when the primary mode of transportation was the train. V'koshem Hadlikshom, it's very difficult to light the menorah on a train. Yachol Lismoch B'Pshitus Al Beso, you could rely upon your family's lighting back home. Amnam, hello, lo, you're in Neros Chanukah. In that circumstance, you're not going to be able to light the menorah. You're not going to see the menorah. A person is traveling overnight on a plane. Certainly, you could rely on the lighting of your home, but in that context, you're not going to be able to see the menorah. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, Lechein Tov, Sheyadlik Ner Echad Be'agala. You should light at least one candle in the train. People aren't going to be so disturbed or bothered if you're just lighting one candle. ומותב שלוליוס מהמהדרים, ולקיים עיקר המצווה, משלו יירה נר חנקה כלל. Even if you're traveling the fifth or sixth night, you're not going to be mahadir to light five or six candles, because that's going to be complicated and cumbersome and a nuisance for the passengers. At least light one nair. And in that circumstance, you'll be able to be yotzi the mitzvah of nir chanukah and actually see the candles. וכל שכן מי שאין לו בייס שמחויב מדינו להדליק שם אם לא יבוא בוס הלילה בייס המקום. Certainly says there are חשוכן איפן יון האוברהום. Therefore, you should still be required to light the menorah where you are. So what emerges from the Marashdam, from the Aruch HaShulchan, Tzitz Eliezer, Chelek Tezvav, Sif Chav Tes, is that there needs to be some sort of correlation or connection between the person and their home, whether that's a train, whether that's an airplane, or any certain place where you are sleeping, camping out, or a tent, etc. There needs to be a bias. Point number one, introduction number one. Introduction number two is wherever you are, that becomes your home. You don't have to light in your home and place of abode that's your place of abode for 300 plus days a year. There's a pre-chadash that sounds like that, the Be'er Halacha quotes, however many poskim, and most poskim assume, including the Chazon Ish, that your home is the place where you are then and there for that evening. Just like in Hilchos Purim, the Chiyuv Megillah is where you are. Yudalat or Tesvav, Paros ben Yoma Nikra, Paros Mukaf ben Yoma Nikra, Mukaf. If you're in a walled city for that day, then you read on the 15th. If you're in a village, you'll read on the 14th. The same thing is true when it comes to the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. Wherever you are, that becomes your primary place of responsibility. That's your bias. That's where you have to light. So if a person is traveling out of town, he's in a hotel. If somebody's in the hospital, that becomes your bias. If somebody's away for Shabbos Chanukah, that becomes your home. And in those circumstances, that is where you're chayv in the midst of Hadlakas Neres Chanukah. And therefore, for that reason, Aruch HaShulchan, Marashdam, and the Tzitz Eliezer explain that if you're in a communicative place and you're transporting from point A to point B, if you could call the train, you are biased, you would be chayv to light Neres in that place. If you're camping out, and certainly if you have a tent and you could call that a bias, that's where your light, that is your place. But let's get back to the basics and go back to Siman Tav Reish Ayin Zayin and see who is the chiyuv of the mitzvah of Neros Chanukah upon, based upon our introduction. It says the Shulchan Aruch, Achsanoi, Shein Madlikin Al Bebeso, a guest who does not have somebody lighting for him back home, Tzarech Lases Pruta Labal Habayis Lehishtatif Imo B'Shemen Shel Ner Chanukah. It seems, and this is a pretty clear diuk in the Mechaber based upon the Gemara Maseches Shabbos Daf Chav Gimel, that if you have somebody lighting for you back home and you're traveling, you could rely upon the lighting back home. So if you're on a business meeting and your wife and family are back home, you could rely and should rely on the lighting of your wife and or family member, at least somebody who's a gil mitzvos, to be motzi you in the mitzvah halakos neros chanukah. It's only she'ein madlikin of l'beiso. It's only in a circumstance where you don't have somebody lighting for you, then you should be mishtatef b'priti. You should join in the lighting that's taking place elsewhere, and in that circumstance, you will be yotze your mitzvah halakas neiros wherever you are. But certainly, if there's somebody lighting for you back home, there's no reason to light the menorah. So an individual, a family member who's traveling, or somebody who's out of town, or somebody who's in a different place, but the home is still having the menorah lit by a wife, a husband, a spouse, or somebody of the gil of bar mitzvah, and you have in mind to be yotze that person, you would be yotze the mitzvah lakos neiros chanukah. That is exactly what the Mishnah Berurah says here. Semen tof resh ayin zayin sifkat and beis. Ki medina, ki sheishto madlekes ner chanukah bebeis, hu yotze dechobaso bahlakasa. If your wife remains back home and you're traveling, you're out of town, your wife's lighting fulfills your obligation. Afshu b'makom rachok mi bebeis, so even if you're far, far away from home. However, the Mishnah Berurah adds, quoting the Talz, and in the name of the Maharshal, this is only if you know for sure that your wife is lighting candles for you. So you need to know that your wife back home is lighting candles for you. And if you know that, and she knows that she's bimotzi you, you have kavanas hayotze and kavanas ha makom that you are leaving from, in that circumstance, you have been fulfilling your mitzvah halkas neros Chanukah. The Mishnah Berurah comments, even though you're far away from home, would that even be true if you are in a different time zone? Regarding that question, the Minchas Yitzchak famously, as well as other poskim, say that it's not going to work. If you're in a different time zone and you're not lighting in the same continent or in the same time zone, even within the country, in that circumstance, you would not be yotze the mitzvah of hadlakas neres Chanukah, and you should light where you are. Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal argued, quoting the Sefer Alicha Shlomo, in the halachas of Chanukah, says that even if it's in a different time zone, you would still be yotze. But Rav Minyan Ubinyan Oposkin, you could take a look in the Dershu Mishnah Berurah Siman Tafrei Shayin Zayin, in the early footnotes, quoting the majority of Poskim take the approach, contemporary Poskim take the approach, that if you're in a different time zone, you would not be yotze the mitzvah. So Me'ikar Hadin, according to the Gemara, the Rishon, and the Mechaber, there is very, very clearly the psak halacha that if somebody is lighting for you back home, wherever you may be, a hotel, a motel, a nursing home, a hospital, wherever you may be, if there's somebody lighting for you back home, a family member lighting for you back home, you have fulfilled the obligation of the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. If it was that simple, we could stop here, but it's not. Because the Rama adds here in Siman Tav Resh Ayin Zayin, Sifkat and Beis, Afilu im hu etzel Yehudim, even if the traveler is staying with other Jews, V'roe haneros, and sees other candles, im rotze lahachmir al atzmo ulahadlik bifnei atzmo madlik umivarech aleim. Let's say I don't want to rely on the lighting of my wife back home. I don't want to rely on the lighting of my husband back home. I'm not interested in being yotze through my spouse, family member back home in my place of abode. I want to light myself. I want to see the neros. I want to be machmir. I'm permitted to light the neros Chanukah and to make a brach on them. And the Rama signs off, quoting the Trumas Hadeshen, V'chein nohagim, this is the common practice that one is permitted to light the menorah with brachos, even though somebody else is making a bracha and somebody else is being madlik for you back home. Mishmur writes, V'chein sasmu har be'achron, this is the psak of most achron, including the levush, the olah Shabbos, the taz, the magin aram, and Eli Rabba, that one is permitted to light and to make brachos wherever you may be. However, the Mishnah Berurah quotes some other achron, including the Beis Yosef, the Maharshal, and the Pri Chadash, who argue, Shesovrim achrei de chachameinu zal patroi de hadlakas ishto. If the chazal, chachamin, the bali, halacha, the poskim already told you that you're yotzei the mitzvah hadlakas neros Chanukah, if somebody's lighting for you back home, lo kol kamine lomer ini rotzei letzeis b'shel ishti. Who am I to say I don't want to be yotzei with my wife's halacha? V'yadlik below bracha. And what should I do? I could light if I want, but not with a bracha, because that would be a bracha levatala. And therefore, gdoli haposkim, the Beis Yosef Marshal, that the Mishnah Berurah quote says, it's better not to light with a bracha and to rely on the lighting of your spouse back home, because otherwise it's going to be a bracha levatala. Who am I to say, I don't want to be yotze with my wife's lighting. I don't want to be yotze with my husband's lighting at home. I want to light by myself and make a bracha. Isn't that a bracha levatala? So the Mishnah Berurah notes a quite a significant machlokas of gedoli achron, and whether or not one can be machmir to light with a bracha where you are, even though there's somebody lighting for you back home. So the psak of the Ramaz, chenogim, that the minig is to do it. However, the Mishnah Berurah does note that it's a big machlokas achron. However, the Mishnah Berurah is miyashiv and reconciles this machlokas as follows and writes, after vade in limchos biad hanogim levarich, you can't be mocha. You can't put down, criticize those who do want to light and make a bracha. Achrei dahar be'achronim is skimel baruch, because they're gedoli achronim. We noted the levush, the olah Shabbos, the taz, the magen avram, the eli rabba say that you can light and light with a bracha, even though somebody is lighting for you back home. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, mikol makom tov yose lahade l'shmo brachos mipi acher v'yane amen v'yichavin lotzis ben v'yadlik nerosav. You know what the better thing to do is? It's true you can light where you are, even though somebody's lighting for you back home. But don't make the bracha. Hear the bracha from somebody else. Say amen on that bracha and then light the neros. Option one. Option two, says the Mishnah Berurah, yire l'shayer lahadlik nerosav l'varach alem zman ma. Set it up that you're going to light before your wife. The traveler will light when he's on his business trip well before his wife lights. And then I can make the brachos because my wife didn't light yet. She didn't make a bracha yet. I'll make the bracha. I'll light where I am. And after that, my wife will light. And like that, I have created a situation where there is no bracha levatala. So therefore, regarding the traveler, even though the minig of the Rama is that if wherever I am, the minig is to light and to light with a bracha, even though there's somebody lighting for me back home, my wife, my husband, spouse, or a bar mitzvah, nonetheless, says the Mishnah Berurah, even though the minhag is that I can do that, nonetheless, there are two options to make sure that there's no shayla bracha levatala, either to light before my wife, earlier, before she lights, and I will make a bracha, or to make sure that I hear somebody else making the bracha, and therefore, in that context, I'll say amen to that person's bracha, and not get into a situation where it's complicated. Based on this background of the Mechaber, the Ramah, and the Mishnah Berurah's Hachra, let's address each of the situations that we began with. Somebody's traveling out of town, and he's on a vacation, or he is on a business trip, and there's somebody's lighting back home, your wife is lighting back home for you. What should you do? So this is quite clear in the Mishnah Berurah. You have one of two options. You can make a bracha, and you should make a bracha where you are, but make sure that you're doing so before your wife does so. If you're in a case where it's a hotel and there are no Jews around at all and you're on the 30th floor, the 20th floor, even the 5th floor, where nobody's going to know, nobody's going to even recognize what's happening. In that context, I would suggest that you should rely on your wife's lighting back home. You could light, but only light without a bracha. The same thing is true if a woman is in a hospital, somebody gives birth, they had this shayla, and she's in the hospital. Certainly the yoledes, the woman who gave birth, can rely on the lighting of her husband back home, and she has no requirement to light the neros. If she's able to and she can, she could do the same thing that her spouse would do if he was away on a business trip, and she should light the neros either before he lights back home, or she could hear the bracha from somebody else if that's an option or if that's a possibility. There is an interesting discussion in the postgame as to whether or not if you're in a hotel, or if you're in a motel, or if you're in the hospital, you can't light the neros. They don't allow you to do that. You can't light a flame, a fire, a candle, and in that situation, the shaila is, will lighting an electrical candle, will lighting Neros Chashmal work to be Yotzei, the mitzvah of Neros Chanukah as well? There are many of these either incandescent or fluorescent menorahs that they have. Today, a lot of them are actually LED. Would you be able and permitted to be Yotzei the mitzvah like that in a circumstance where I'm traveling and I don't have Neros, so I'm prohibited from lighting any flame or fire? So number one, the best thing to do, of course, is to rely on the hadlaka back home. But let's say there is no hadlaka back home. I don't have somebody lighting for me in my house, or there is not an individual who would do that. Or furthermore, if I'm going to be put in a situation where there is somebody lighting back home, but I still want to see the Neros. So this question was addressed by the earlier poskim in the Beis Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak Shmelkis, the Achiezer, B'chaim Ozer, the Har Tzvi, Rabbi Tzvi Pesach Frank, all discussed the status of Chashmal, both when it comes to Neros Shabbos, as well as when it comes to Neros Chanukah, and all three of them posit that certainly when it comes to Neros Chanukah, you need an actual candle. You need a flame. That's the bracha that we made, Lahadlik Ner Shal Chanukah. Ner means an ash, a flame and a fire. And even though one can argue when it comes to Havdalah, which the Achiezer did, and when it comes to Neros Shabbos, that you'd be yotzi with an incandescent light because the purpose of Neros Shabbos is for Shalom Bayis, and that I could see. When it comes to Neros Chanukah, it's a flame, it's a fire. You need a match, you need a candle, and therefore one would not be Yotze in that circumstance. However, Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Zichron Levracha, quoted again in his Sefer Halicha Shlomo, notes that B'shas Adchak, Efshar Binyan Acher, if you have no other option, Tov Lasos Kain, it's permitted to light with Neros Chashmal, not with a bracha, but you still would arguably be Yotzei the Mitzvah. And this is what I suggested to somebody who was traveling to Eretz Yisrael, and there was nobody lighting for him where he was leaving from America from. He wasn't in a house where he was had the possibility or the option of lighting. You could theoretically take an incandescent flashlight on the plane with you and place it on your table, and like that, based upon the Marsham, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Tzitz Eliezer, and based upon Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, you could argue that your seat and your place, that's your makom, that's your bias, and maybe you would be Yotzei the Mitzvah on some level of Halakos Neros Chanukah in that fashion. If you're not Yotzei, you're not Yotzei, but it can't hurt to potentially be Yotzei the Mitzvah. In another circumstance where somebody was headed to the airport earlier than the Zman Halakos Neros, I told that individual that you could light the Neros Chanukah with a bracha already from Plag HaMincha, before Shkia, before Tzeis HaKochavim. And the only way to light, if you're leaving your parents' home, is to light from Plag HaMincha, and you're going to go to Eretz Yisrael, and there's not going to be an option for you to light where you are in America. And you can't rely on the lighting of your wife in Eretz Yisrael because it's out of the time zone. It's best in that circumstance to light from Plag HaMincha. Let's address the final two questions. A family that's going away for Shabbos, and there's nobody lighting back home because there's nobody there, and there is no chiyuv to send a shliach to your house to light based upon the psak of Gedolei Poskim the Chazon Ish, because that's not where you are. That your home is not your home when you're not there for Shabbos. Of course, it's your home, you own it, and it belongs to you. But in that context, there is no chiyuv of halakas neros Chanukah because you're somewhere else for Shabbos. But let's say you're sleeping in one place and eating somewhere else. Of course, if you're sleeping and eating in the same place, it's understandable that you light exactly where you're sleeping when you're eating in that home. But if you're eating in two different places, the Rama writes in Siman Tav Resh Ayin Zayin that the Ikar Makom of Halakas Neiros Chanukah is Bimakom She'ochel V'cheinagu, says the Rama, Siman Tav Resh Ayin Zayin Sif Aleph. That is also the Psak of the Mishnah Berurah, piggybacking in Sif Katan Yurbeis on the Rama, Demakom Achilaso Ikar. The place where you eat is primary. So therefore, if you're sleeping in one place and eating in another place, certainly if you're eating all three meals, if you're eating the Friday night Suda, the day Suda, and Shalosh Shudas in the same place, you have a Shever Brachas, you have an Afrof, and all the meals are taking place in the same place, so the argument would be that you would light the Neros where you are eating. However, if you're sleeping in one place and you're eating in many different locations, you're eating one meal here and another meal there and another meal there, one could argue that your Ikar Makom in that context would be where you're sleeping, Makom Lina, and then you should light where you are sleeping. So depending upon how your situation lines up when you're going away for Shabbos, and this is a question that Yeshiva Bachram have all the time, if they sleep in a dormitory and they eat in a Chadar Ochel, or if you're in a hotel and you sleep obviously in your room, but you eat in the dining room, in a hotel circumstance and in a Yeshiva circumstance, most poskim seem to indicate that you should light where you're eating. There are poskim who say that you can light where you are sleeping because that's also primary. Some poskim take the position that you should try to eat during Chanukah in your room where you are sleeping. If that's an option, typically that's not an option, certainly not if it's a hotel situation. And then either one in a pinch would work, me'ikr, like the Mishnah Berurah and the Ramah, to light where you are eating, and if that's an impossibility, then to light in your room. But let's say you're leaving Motzei Shabbos from the place where you are staying over Shabbos. Is it better to light Bizman, Motzei Shabbos, where you are? But if you're leaving in half an hour, or even if during the week, if you're in the Makom Halakha Bishas, Neiros Chanukah, but then you're traveling home to where you're going to be and you're not going to get back till 9, 10, 11, or maybe even 12 or 1 a.m. What do you do in that circumstance? So the truth is the poskim are split, and many poskim say you should light Bizman where you are and try to stay around a little bit, especially to eat Malava Malka. You are kavua there over Shabbos. If you could be kovea makom even more Motzei Shabbos, that's where you should light. Other poskim say if that you're making Avdal and you're running out, then you're going to be home. So if you can be home within a half an hour, 2 hours after Shabbos, where there's no problem of Achatichla, Regulam, and Ashok, there's still people traveling at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, or depending where you live, that in that circumstance you should wait to light when you do get home. And again, Nara Pashte, the poskim are split in that circumstance, depending upon your particular scenario. So these are the halachas of an achsanoi, the traveler, planes, trains, automobiles, hotels, Airbnbs, where do I light? Make sure you ask a shayla depending upon your circumstance, but again, understanding and knowing the halachas of an achsanoi, understanding that you need ner ishu beso. You need to light, and you have to be in a bias. And wherever your bias is for the Yemei HaChanukah, that's where your chi of halakas neros is. And using this background information, some of the shayles that we discussed, hopefully you'll have a better understanding of where to light, when to light, how to light in a circumstance and situation where you're traveling in Chanukah. Wishing everybody a freilich in Chanukah.